programs that were going on of terror attacks on large buildings was going on at the very time that 9/11 was happening to cause NORAD to stand down. And NORAD did stand down, thinking it was one of the four simulated attacks, terrorist attacks on buildings there in New York and Pentagon, and didn't even respond. And we'll be right back to talk about tomorrow, what we expect right after these protests.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
This coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
That's great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal forms like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Jack McLam up here at our headquarters, and we're talking about tomorrow in the next few days, maybe more exciting than what some of our hearts can stand, but we hope not. We hope not. Not only is the truck out rally going on in all 48 states, but we have this simulated nuclear terrorist attack going on in the Virginia Harbor by our nation's enemies, Homeland Defense, or Homeland Department of Homeland Insecurity, and NORTHCOM, and J9 Joint Innovation and Experimentation Directorate. Sounds like right out of Nazi Germany, and I think it is. But anyway, keep in mind that each time our government does one of these big things, or the last time they did a huge one like this, we were attacked on 9/11 by the international criminals that control our government. And then, remember 7/7 in London, at the very time that two of their underground trains, the tubes they call them over there, were blown up, a bus was blown up above ground, right in that same exact area, the government was... the international criminals that control their government and Britain were running these simulation terrorist attacks, too, in the same location. So we truly need to consider tomorrow when from April 23 to 27, an elite echelon of the military are running Noble Resolve 07, a day marathon of simulated terror attacks across the U.S. and Europe. Now, in our particular area, down in the Virginia Harbor, they're going to simulate detonating a 10-kiloton nuclear weapon that allegedly was smuggled in by a foreign nation. Guess who? Of course, it'll be Iran. This week, Dick Cheney has also been warning of the very real threat of a nuclear attack on an American city. Isn't that interesting, folks? Well, tomorrow is day of that simulated nuclear terrorist attack, and a lot of us in the military, I'm a Vietnam era vet, and a lot of us in law enforcement have been very concerned because we've had numerous reports from the military that Bush wants to go into Iran before the end of April and bomb Iran and cause that ecological disaster by bombing their nuclear energy facilities and causing a Chernobyl about 100 times the size of Chernobyl across the Earth. So anyway, they need a reason, and you know we've talked about this numerous times, that Bush wants to carry out another false flag operation here in America to convince the American people, psychologically push them towards allowing him to go kill all the Arabs over there in the Middle East. And what better time, folks, what better time to carry off a nuclear attack down there in the Virginia Harbor at the same time they're running this Noble Resolve, okay? And so I just want to ask you folks, I've been asking hundreds of thousands of people in the last week to be praying that God Almighty, our Creator God of heaven and earth, shuts them down, just absolutely shuts them down and destroys them if they try to do this with double destruction, as David said in the Bible in his prayers. And that's about all we can do, folks. I don't know. If you have any ideas of what to do, call in, other than just pray and pray and pray that the Bush crime family and his overlords, the International Criminal Cabal, cannot pull off another false flag operation here in America, that God will just confound them and destroy them with double destruction if they try. And so please do this, folks, because I don't know anything. If you know something else we could be doing, we can contact our elected things, of course, and tell them about the simulation in London 7-7 at the same time the terrorists or the terrorists in their own government hit them, and the simulations that were going on, four of them, going on in D.C. and New York at the time that our own government bombed us on 9/11. But I don't know what good it'll do, okay, because your elected things are probably would be scratching their heads even if they thought that this might happen in the Virginia Harbor down there, that they might set off a real nuke. But I don't know what they would do about it either, okay? So I just want to tell you, prayer works. Prayer works. God is in control of everything going on, and he's on his throne. And if you pray to God that they are confounded and absolutely shut down from committing any more false flag operations here on American soil, or even that our warships out there across from Iran, as they've been talking about bombing one of our ships and sinking it to cause the American people to psychologically allow Bush to go into Iran and Syria, well, Syria will be hit by the communist Zionists there that control Israel, and they're going to hit Syria at the same time Bush hits Iran, and they're going to bomb each of them at the same time. This is where prayer comes in, folks. When God says that we are to do everything we can do ourselves, and anything we can't do, he's there to help. Now, I don't know how to stop this next false flag operation here in the United States. So it's a perfect situation to turn over to God, okay? So God tells us to rise up against the evildoers and to stand up against the workers of iniquity in Psalms 94:16, and that's exactly what we're doing. With some of these things, right, folks, are just out of our hands. Like, how would we stop this bombing down there in Virginia or some other place? They may not set off a bomb right there where they're doing this simulation of a 10 kiloton nuclear device down there in Virginia Harbor. But they may, because remember in 9/11, it was exactly right there, and in 7/7 in Britain, it was right there that they were carrying off the simulations at the very time it happened. So, but that's all I have to say about that, folks. We have people going around the United States talking about the terror attack on America. Vice President Cheney, who's actually, we believe, the President of the United States, this puppet, Boy George Bush is not the real president of the United States. And so the international criminals have Karl Rove, the old homosexual, White House homosexual, Karl Rove, is giving speeches about terrorism hitting America. And so is Cheney at the same time. So I think they're getting ready to make their move, and the only thing we know that can stop them is God Almighty. And so join us, folks, everybody, please join us in praying that this week and in the weeks ahead they are totally confounded and destroyed if they try to carry off this false flag operation. Do you know what it's going to mean if they do detonate a 10-kiloton nuclear weapon in Virginia Harbor? Where else, folks? You know what's going to happen. We're going to have fallout across the United States, and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of us are going to die. All right? And that sets their plans just fine. Just fine. They want to kill off two-thirds of people on Earth anyway, minimum two-thirds of people on Earth, so that wouldn't be a problem to them at all, the international criminals that control our governments today. All right, let's get on to other things. Want to talk about the draft. You know, there. If George Bush as the lackey president, and Carl, or not Carl, but Vice President Cheney, do follow their orders and cause a false flag operation that our God doesn't stop here in this country, folks, all these things are going to happen. You're going to have immediate war with Iran and Syria. And you're going to have the draft pushed right through the Congress to draft our 5, 6, 7 million of our boys and girls here in this country. It's a universal draft, so it's going to be girls and boys both. And you're going to have martial law within a week, if not a few days. They're all ready for it. They've been getting ready to put us under martial law for several years now. And I'm sure they're ready for it now, which means no more First Amendment, folks. So we'll have to go to a whole different method of resistance in this country. No longer will we be allowed to do nonviolent redress of our grievances. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's prime source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands. thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor, Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes, and places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of earth history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent, able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Okay, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. Old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of the USA. And we're here at our Police and Military Associations going over the news this morning. And our info coming in from our police and soldiers. And we have an article out that lists some of our politicians and military leaders who are for the draft. But we also have some that are not for the draft. But this will be a fait accompli if Bush carries off the next false flag operation in America. The draft will go right through because the Congress will be more than willing to draft your girls and boys and your fast folks if they carry off this next false flag operation and kill 50,000 to several million Americans. Believe me, the American people howl, go kill all the Arabs, and they'll allow the president and his overlords to do anything they want to keep them safe. Sad but true in America today. And also tomorrow, do not forget, folks, do not forget to go out if you are close to your state capital. Go out and participate in the Truckers Truck Out Rally. All 48 contiguous states are the state capitals are going to be circled and shut down bumper to bumper with trucks protesting truckers, independent truckers protesting the allowance of minimum 17,000. And any time our government gives a figure like that, folks, you know you can multiply it by at least three or four times. So it's going to be much more than 17,000 illegal Mexican trucks coming in here that do not have to qualify for their equipment on their trucks, their safety equipment. They don't have to pay license fees. They don't have to pay insurance fees. high insurance fees that our independent truckers have to pay. And if when they get in here, 50,000 to 60,000 illegal trucks, folks, coming in from Mexico, according to the president, he's only going to allow 7,000 in, which, of course, he's a perpetual liar. And so, you know, it's going to be a lot more than that. But the independent truckers are to be shut down and be destroyed. This is what they tried to do about 10 years ago by raising the insurance fees for the independent truckers up to where they could afford it. And I had a good friend go to prison for 10 years for going to Panama, an insurance broker friend of mine, going to Panama and reflagging American trucks under the Panamanian Canal Treaty, American trucks, and selling them insurance for at least half the rate so that they could stay in business. And the government, who's controlled by the international criminal elite, who owns and controls the insurance companies, went after him with a vengeance and trumped up charges against him, and he went to prison 10 years for pulling that stunt, trying to save American truckers. And so they're at it again, folks, by letting these 50, 60,000 illegal trucks into America. And I say legal because they're not going to have to obey any of the rules except the rules of the road, meaning traffic law, here in the United States. And so the truckers tell us that these truckers from Mexico will go and take their jobs because them not having to buy insurance, them not having to obey the safety regulations and keep their trucks up to a certain norm to where the American public be safe, are going to be able to underbid our independent truckers on all the jobs. And they will be taking the jobs away from our independent truckers in America, which, by the way, are a very patriotic lot, folks, very independent and patriotic lot. As a cop in Phoenix, Arizona, the sixth largest city in the United States, I met a lot of truckers. I didn't write them tickets, very, very seldom, that is, very seldom, unless they did something absolutely stupid or was drunk or something like that. I think in my years on the force, I probably didn't write 5 tickets to truckers because most of them are tremendous drivers, fantastic, the best drivers we have in the nation. But I knew a lot of them, and all of them, too, every single one of them was an American patriot who loved this country, loved God and freedom, and are some of our best patriots out there. And the government's trying to take over the trucking industry once again, like they're trying to take over control of all the food in America, take over everything in America. They want to take over and throw out of business the independent truckers. The best way to do it is to let this 50, 60,000 Mexican trucks in here that will outbid them on every single job. So I hope that you'll participate, folks, tomorrow, April 23rd. Not only do you need to pray that the Bush crime family and their overlords don't set off a nuke or some false flag operation here in America, but pray for our independent truckers tomorrow. And if you can, go be with them. If you have a car or a truck and can put an American flag on it, on your windshield or wherever, on your antenna, go down there and help the independent truckers show your support. Starting at noon at the nation's capital. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills, even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 of credit card debt and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097.
That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about a free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back to the Officer Jack McLean program, and we're going over some things here. We have hinting in this situation with the shooting that happened at the Virginia Tech place down there, the college. This Cho Sun Hoi is looking more and more, folks, to our police association here as a clear eyes agent, a clear eyes subject trained by our government. We have information here I want to share with you today on that program of how they create clear eyes agents, and we'll do that in a little bit here. But everything we look at, as we study what happened there, folks, it's looking more and more like he was a clear-eyed agent. Everything fits. Everything fits. From him being on drugs, from him missing for days at a time from his dorm. His dorm mates say that, yes, he would be missing for several days at a time, up in recently, matter of fact. And so it's certainly looking like that. Police, and also police standing down again, like they did at Columbine, as the FBI told them to stand down until they got there. And they stood down for 4 hours at Columbine. Remember that, folks? Let all those children be sacrificed. And they did the same thing for 2 hours, over 2 hours here at Virginia Tech. The local police stood down and let this guy go on this murdering rampage. And this came to us from the police and EMT workers there at Virginia Tech. Told us that the campus police were given a federal order to stand down and not pursue this killer, Cho. And really something. I'm so saddened by our police officers for following these orders, folks. Now, when I was a cop in Phoenix, Arizona, and I've got to admit that was way back in 1986, okay? So it's been 20 years now. It's been a long time. But we had a shooter. If we had a shooter going in killing kids on a campus, we would storm that building and go get that turkey. There's no question about it. We would storm it. There's many more of us police officers than there are of a lone shooter or so. Now, if this was another Columbine, of course, he wasn't the only shooter. In Columbine, the two boys were not the only shooter. I'm sure you know that at this time, because it was a big government operation in the Columbine killing, because those boys did not carry 120 bombs in without being noticed. And some of those bombs that were there in Columbine were over 100 pounds, folks. So we know through that and other reasons, too, that there was more than one shooter in there. And it certainly looks like that there was more than one shooter in there shooting these kids at Virginia Tech, all right, because of the amount of shooting that this kid did, or allegedly did by himself, and reloading and everything. But we don't know that at this time. We're just assuming. But there's a lot of things we're not assuming, and that is why are our police standing by and letting all these kids be executed? 32 were executed, and 33 being the what looks like Clear Eyes agent executed himself, which is exactly what they do when they finish shooting the kids. They're supposed to kill themselves. And matter of fact, if they don't kill themselves, there's an agent standing by that kills them so that we police officers can't interview them. All right? And that's the way these Clear Eyes agents are controlled and directed. When they go in on these as sleeper agents and go in and kill all these people or blow up someplace, put bombs in someplace and go blow up something, you know. Let's go right now. Before I get on to something else, I want to take you to our Mind Control in America, five Easy Steps to Create a Manchurian Candidate, called by our government Operation Open Eyes. But the agent they create is actually a Clear Eyes agent. When they go through all their psychological programming, when they're finally activated to go into deep cover for years, or activated to go on an assignment like Cho, we believe, was, I want to share with you level 5. Now, I'll direct you to where you can go to read level 1, 2, 3, 4, and I want to share with you level 5, okay, because you'll get the idea from this how our government controls these people. And level 5, where the trigger is activated and the program that they're supposed to go on is inserted, all right? Like Cho, when he was missing a few days at a time, very likely he was undergoing his level 5 programming to go out and kill these children to push the anti-gun legislation that's coming out in by the dozens right now that are going through the Congress and the Senate. Being put in anyway right now. At level 5, very carefully, now remember there's level 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And levels 1, 2, 3, 4, if we had the time, I'd share all of that with you, but I think I did before. I think I did. And I'll take you to where you can get a copy of this. Matter of fact, we're putting this in the next Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. This whole 5 steps to creating a, what you and I would call, because of watching movies, a Manchurian candidate, but the government calls a Clear Eyes agent or sleeper, all right? So you need to read that yourself, levels 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's very important to read that, folks, so you recognize some of these things in some of these people, because we have congressmen and senators that we believe are Clear Eyes agents, sleepers, okay? George W. Bush, as an example of a world leader, is very much like a Clear Eyes sleeper, all right? Of course, he's not asleep. he's programmed, if he is one of these clear eyes people. Senator John McCain and Hillary Clinton and many others exhibit this programming. If you read levels 1, 2, 4, and 5, you'll know what I mean when you see these people, but there's no way to tell, and I'll share that with you here. Let's get on with it here. Level 5, carefully, a code word, a sequence of numbers, or a voice imprint is etched into the subject's brain. This is commonly known and referred to as the trigger, which, when stated to the person, will activate the subject into action, and they will complete any task, such as what Cho did, and execute all those children, if indeed Cho is one of these Clear Eyes agents. At this time, the subject will also be imprinted with a chip, a coded tracking device, so that his location will always be known. They want to know where their subject is that they've trained through all of these months. This chip, unknown to the sleeper, may also be embedded with an explosive device to release a poison or a small explosion to permanently put down, kill the programmed sleeper if any reason it is for any reason it's decided by his handlers this should be necessary. Folks, one such reason, for example, is to protect the discovery by the people, the masses out there, that their government is involved in creating program bombers, assassins, to release upon the public for their own secret mental programming for political reasons. In other words, when they create one of these agents, like Cho may very well be, it moved the American people, all the American people, psychologically. It moved me psychologically. Of course, it moved me to understand that Cho was probably a government hit assassin. All right, but most Americans, it moved in different ways, many of them against guns. And that would be the purpose of a school shooter, is to move the people towards taking the guns away from the American people because they can't be trusted. But that is why many times they plant an explosive device in there. Because if it looks like that their Clear Eyes agent is going to be discovered, they can put him down. Once level 5 programming is complete, for the deep cover long-term sleeper agent, now this would not be Cho, of course. He had a date and a time to commit his act that he committed, if indeed he is one of them. The subject is released to a normal, to live a normal and sometimes useful life even. These are the long-term sleeper agents, folks. The subject will have no memory of being involved with the intelligence community and have no memory of hypnosis sessions, no memory of the criminal actions he is to be actively involved in. The sleeper, who has been given a complete new identity, is usually programmed to have no memory of his former life. Now, this is the deep cover and long-term sleeper agents, folks. Therefore, he'll never question who he is. He's been given a new identity. The subject will live a normal life as a doctor, an airplane pilot, a politician, an eccentric loner, or a movie star until the subject is required to perform the criminal and terrorist or terrorist missions for which he was created to begin. These missions or programs were implanted, written in at level 4 hypnosis. Once the level 5 program, Sleeper Assassin, is finished with the programming, he is referred to as a Clear Eyes. A Clear Eyes is a Sleeper Assassin who is capable of being triggered, i.e. activated, with trigger word. Once a Clear Eyes is triggered, accidentally or on purpose, the subject is beyond recall. This is very important, folks. Once they trigger this person, he's beyond recall. The only thing that's going to shut him down is the explosive chip inside his head, poisonous chip inside his body that they can explode, or that somebody takes them down, kills them, or they commit suicide, which they do after they commit their operation. A level 5 Clear Eyes can only be approached after he carries out his program or operation Because of the programming, the subject will not be able to associate with the crime he has just committed. Such a program subject is Sirhan Sirhan, the assassin of Robert Kennedy. Now, we happen to know, folks, there was more than one assassin in there on Robert Kennedy. But Sirhan Sirhan was one of these. To this day, Sirhan cannot recall anything about shooting Senator Kennedy. Only psychiatrists trained in our method of submental behavioral programming overwrites and overlays, which is terms you'll pick up, folks, if you read this whole article, will be able to find any tracks in our sleeper subject leading to post-level 1 and 2 mind control. Only psychiatrists trained in our methods can find these things. In other words, a regular psychiatrist may discover that the subject has been hypnotized, but so's a lot of people, and may even discover the original personality of the sleeper. But a regular psychiatrist will never be able to discover the location in the brain or memory where levels 3, 4, and 5 programs are stored. Without an activation key, a normal psychiatrist will never uncover the programming unless by accident, which would be almost impossible. If the program subject is told to walk into a population center, and listen to this, folks, and think about all the bombings over in Iraq right now, when you think about this. If the program subject is told to walk into population centers with a bomb and set it off, or walk into an armed camp and set off a bomb, or to assassinate an enemy leader, the subject will carry out his program with no regard for his personal welfare, whether he lives or dies or how he is supposed to escape. In most cases, the program Clear Eyes, who commits bombings, mass murders, and assassinations, our tactic is that the Clear Eyes subject is to be killed on the spot after he completes his mission, either possibly by an innocent bystander shooting him down, or a police officer who kills only to end the killing, or by an own agency operative who is there and who is always on site to ensure nothing goes wrong. In other words, that the subject self-destructs or is killed so that he cannot be interrogated. Accidentally, in some cases, the subject is captured and not killed. Due to the type of programming used in Operation Open Eyes, which is the government name for this project, the subject will not be able to divulge any information. Even if the subject is brutally tortured, he will not be able to remember the actual killing or terrorist act, let alone why he did it. This is because all programming is buried deep within long-forgotten childhood memories, which were recalled under Level 3 hypnosis. This is the level where real childhood memories are accidentally destroyed sometimes in politicians, clear-eyed politicians, and other officials who have our program agendas overwritten on their own personality. Even under the truth serum drugs of today, the clear-eyed subject cannot reveal the truth, because his conscious mind has no access to that truth. Using Operation Clear Eyes, Operation Open Eyes, the name of the program, the government can create the perfect assassin, saboteur, suicide bomber, or terrorist, one who will perform on cue, not being able to remember anything, and then self-destruct before being captured. And there are millions of average, everyday people available to grab, for just an hour, just 1 hour, to get them unknowingly start on the secret psychological road towards becoming one of our government's clear eyes, mass murderers, bombers, or assassins. Very interesting, isn't it, folks? Now, I wrote this note at the bottom of this program, right here from Officer Jack Glam. It says, click about all the thousands of persons who are incarcerated in government prisons in the U.S., or are hundreds of CIA gulag prisons in Afghanistan, Iraq, and around the world at this time. All of these people are subjects to be turned into these clear-eyed bombers or assassins, folks. Think about the mass murder shootings in the U.S. that push the anti-gun agenda along, and think about the many bombings that are happening daily in Iraq at this time, which you and I are told is those evil Arabs committing these terrible suicide bombings. Think about all the children, our children, given government psychotropic drugs, antidepressant drugs each day in America. If you and I could be grabbed, and we can be, and made into a suicide bomber or a school children's shooter without our knowledge, which is very possible, are we sure these U.S. school shooters and the alleged Arab suicide bombers are truly willing participants in these horrific murders of our school children, for example? Conveniently involves a suicide of the shooter each time so the police cannot interrogate him. And think about all those Arabs who allegedly are willingly blowing up their own Arab neighbors, including themselves. Something to think about, folks. But, folks, this is the level 5 programming in this very important document. I would like to send you to where you can pick this up, all right? Article. And I think I'll just send you right here. Yes, right here to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. That's the best place to get it. Be right back.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Up here, We only have a couple minutes left of this this hour, and we'll roll over into the second hour. So, Gerald, Ernie, and John, hang on. We'll be with you immediately into the second hour here. But I want to tell people, this Mind Control in America, Operation Open Eyes, I'd like you to write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and we'll send you a good copy of this. It's a very important issue, folks, that you need to read yourself, understand what's going on in these cases when we have these bombers going in and killing people and killing themselves. It is so easy. In Operation One, number one, the steps to creating a Manchurian candidate, or the government calls them Clear Eyes Agent, Sleeper Agent, is so simple, because operation number one is just to get you somewhere for an hour, maybe in the dental chair, maybe with your psychiatrist, and many psychiatrists today are globalists and psychopoliticians, okay? And we'll get into that another day, but they will turn you into a or get you prepared to go into a Clear Eyes Agent through Operation Open Eyes if they just have 1 hour with you, folks. Because all they have to do in that 1 hour is just plant within your brain when you're out or being psychoanalyzed or under hypnosis, is to plant a trigger there. And that trigger, you leave that day after being in the dental chair or in the psychiatrist's office or maybe in surgery or somewhere where they can knock you out for an hour. They plant this trigger in you so that they can call you at any time on the telephone and say something like Ishmael Axe, for example. Ishmael Axe, some weird name that nobody would